800-259-3570.
Chris, the foreign media are now banned from attending demonstrations, doing interviews, filming anywhere in the streets. We went down to one of the main squares where protests have taken place this morning, and things were calm so far. The foreign media ban has increased the importance of amateur videos, blogs, and email accounts gathered by protesters and distributed on the internet. This is a cell phone video of a protest by students at Tehran University. They say they were attacked by police again.
That's what it sounds like. Lots of reporters from the BBC on down describing what's happening in Iran. This is serious stuff, folks. As I've been saying for the last couple of days here, not since 1979, when the Shah of Iran, of course, was overthrown, have we seen all the people taking to the streets the way they are. Of course, there is that media blackout, if you will. Now, what's going to be interesting to see is this mourning ceremony that Mousavi has called. Last time around when there was mourning ceremonies, and this is an official day of that, you never saw crowds swell like that in Iran. And, of course, you have the soccer team wearing the green wristbands in support of Mousavi and the reform, we'll call it the reform movement. So there are changes in the air, but it's a question of whether or not they'll come about. And ultimately, will America step in any other way other than some politicians throwing their support to the other side and to count the election results as bogus? Kate Delaney, America Tonight, as usual, we're all over the map. So we start in Iran, and then we move to L.A. for something completely different. Kobe Bryant and the Los Angeles Lakers with their 15th championship. For Kobe Bryant, it was number 4. For Phil Jackson, his coach, 10th as an NBA coach. A terrific season for them. They top it off with the big parade in Los Angeles. Who better to talk about that with than our pal Easy Ticket Mike? He joins us each and every Wednesday to talk a little bit of sports with us, but to talk about his site, easy-ticket.com, easy-ticket.com. And the deal here is if you're looking for tickets, it certainly is the place to go, whether it's sports. And I know many people listening to this show are into politics, but then they like to go to concerts on their off time, and he's got a ton of concert tickets. So whether you're listening to us in the Northeast, in Connecticut or New York, or in the Midwest, in Illinois, Florida, etc., you can definitely partake in Easy Ticket Mike's site just by going there. Hey, Mike, how you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Kate. How are you doing?
Oh, couldn't be better, brother. Couldn't be better. So the Lakers are the NBA champs. Kobe Bryant is the MVP. And, of course, that's not a surprise. Both of us said that.
Yeah, I was kind of expecting that. I thought Orlando was going to do pretty well, but they kind of folded there at the end. So they, you know, they just weren't the team that L.A. was. You know, I kept thinking Cleveland was going to be in the finals with them, and I wasn't really sure who was going to come out but that, but when Cleveland went by the wayside, I knew that L.A. was going to be the champs this year. You know, like you said, 15. This is the 15th time that they've got their rings. So.
Yeah, and it was big for Kobe Bryant because this time around, as somebody who's been and still does do the sports talk thing, the entire time I've done sports talk for the past decade on the side, now doing it. It was always about the tandem of Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant. And this time around, Kobe Bryant doesn't have Shaquille O'Neal to talk about, so I think he feels pretty good about that.
Yeah, he sure does. He said that this is going to be a memorable time for him, that when he can do it. You know, he had a lot of help with the other Lakers, but he's the one who carried that team the whole year.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely, no question about it. On the ice, a different story. On Friday, I was out and I caught the tail end of this game. I had TiVo'd it too, and I was talking to a buddy back east, and he was giving me the play-by-play at the tail end of this. So Detroit doesn't win the cup. Fleury was absolutely amazing in the nets with like 1 second on the clock, stops a key shot. So 2-1, the Penguins take it, and Detroit didn't get it. So the old guys lose out. The young guns, as has our pal on this show. We've got Donovan tonight. We also have Matt Johnson, as Matt Johnson called them, the Young Guns. The Young Guns did it for the Penguins.
Yeah, you know, Malkin, he got the Conn Smythe this year. And, you know, how old is he, 19 or something?
Oh, yes, it's hot.
And, you know, he was great in the whole playoffs. But, you know, the Penguins, I mean, they looked amazing. I was surprised that they won, but it's hard for a team to, you know, win one year and then come back and defend the championship and win it again. I thought Detroit was going to take it, but they weren't able to.
Yeah, no kidding. Baseball, we're in the thick of it. You're a Ranger fan. I'm a Philadelphia Phillies fan, and I know a lot of people listening to us are Mets fans, Yankee fans. A lot of Twins fans are listening to us. A lot
no
of Oakland A's
fans.
It's what?
No Astro fans.
No. There's so many affiliates in the East and in the West and in the Midwest that it's interesting to see where their loyalties lie. But the Rangers have, I guess, dropped off a little bit off the radar, haven't they?
Yeah, when I was talking about the Astros, they played the Astros tonight. They've taken the last two from them. Of course, the Astros are sitting in the basement of the NL Central Division. You know, the Rangers, they won in the bottom of the 10th. They had bases loaded, and somebody came out and hit a single and scored the winning run. And, you know, they look good tonight. But, you know, Boston, you know, they're coming to life right now. They're looking good. The Dodgers, they were here in Texas this last weekend and took 2 out of 3 from the Rangers. So the Dodgers, I mean, they look like they're a real team this year.
Oh, yeah, no kidding. And even without Manny Ramirez, folks know, even if they're not into sports, that I rail on the whole steroid thing. Manny Ramirez is so worried about his gig, Mike, that he's been hanging around the clubhouse to say, hey, don't worry, I'm coming back eventually, because they're doing it without Manny Ramirez. We're running out of time. Let's talk about concerts, because I know there'd be more people even interested in concerts. Who's coming up? The Jonas Brothers are big.
Yeah, they're coming here to the Dallas-Fort Worth area. They'll go into the new Cowboy Stadium this Saturday. Britney Spears is going back. You know, she's been on tour this spring, but she's going to go back on tour this fall. She's coming back here. I noticed today that she's scheduled for here in Dallas, Houston, and up at Madison Square Garden. So she's out on tour. Eric Clapton. He's touring right now with Stevie Winwood, but there's a ton of real excellent concerts out there right now.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. So easy-ticket.com. Mike, thanks. You have a great rest of the week.
You too, Kate. Talk to you next week.
All right, talk to you next week. Hey, coming up around the bend, it's not about the bling, it's about the Bing. Have you noticed when you've done that search thing that Bing has come up? And I think originally, now it's been a couple of weeks, it really confused a few people. Some people like it, you know, and some are resistant to the whole change thing. But social networking couldn't be bigger with Twitter or Facebook or all that kind of stuff. So coming up, who better to talk that with than Greg Stebbin? He is the man when it comes to technology. And he's going to talk about GPS safety. Yeah, common sense safety tips. Okay. Hang through, everybody. This should be fun.
Chris, the foreign media are now banned from attending demonstrations, doing
incredible,
interviews, filming.
Powerful
anywhere.
And natural antioxidants found in red wine. Unfortunately, not everyone is able to drink a glass of wine each day. Now, you don't have to drink even a single drop. Thanks to NuRev. NuRev is America's number one anti-aging supplement, thanks to its active ingredient, resveratrol. Resveratrol is the main nutrient found in red wine and has been proven to help slow down the aging process, help you lose weight, override an unhealthy lifestyle, boost your energy level, and so much more. NuRev has been the subject of some of the most exciting anti-aging research in decades and has only recently become available in purified form. Now, you can discover the amazing health benefits of NuRev for free. Just pay to have NuRev shipped to you. Get your free sample now at newrevonline.com. That's N-U-R-E-V online.com. newrevonline.com. Improve your life today.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Love and Marriage. Now playing on WebTalkRadio.net.
Welcome to Love and Marriage Radio. I'm Mae Chambers, the mom.
And I'm Erica Chambers, the daughter.
On our show, we talk about real things that all of us do to either make or break our relationship.
So when a guy calls me high maintenance, he's not talking about my car.
Join the fun on Love and Marriage Radio.
They doing all right.
Now playing on WebTalkRadio.net.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Perfect song for this next guy, because he's in my favorite city, New York City, so I'm thinking he might have needed a GPS unless he's familiar with all the roads there, although you can just rely on the taxi cabs and you can maneuver your way around the subways, and if you don't understand the subway system, New Yorkers are pretty friendly. They'll always help you if you look like you're completely lost. Greg Stepan, he is the man when it comes to technology. He has too many things that he's written. To list them all in this segment would be up, but it includes co-authoring Internet for Dummies. Hey, Greg, how are you?
I'm great, and it's great to be here tonight.
Now, you, as I said, you are in New York City, so making a little ha-ha joke, but I grew up in that area, and it's funny, last time I was back in the city, I noticed that there really was a lot of people in the city, like when I had parked my car in the garage, that had GPSs.
Yeah, I mean, this has become a fairly, you know, kind of take-it-for-granted technology, and I think, though, there's actually some aspects of GPS that are worth talking about because people take it for granted, and in some ways I think that's a bad idea because, you know, GPS is a driving aid. It can't actually replace your eyeballs or your common sense.
Right.
And so I did a little digging and I found some stories. You can find all kinds of stories like these online, but these are actual things that have happened. Someone almost driving off a cliff because the GPS told them to, didn't believe their eyes when it looked kind of dangerous. Someone driving their car into a river because the GPS said there was a bridge there, but the bridge was actually gone. My favorite is a guy who was on a business trip in a rental car. The GPS said, turn right here. It looked like railroad tracks, but hey, the GPS said to turn right. He did. There was a train coming. He had to evacuate the car and watch the speeding train destroy the rental car. These are true stories, and I think it happens more than we might think simply because we put so much trust in these devices that, you know, if our eyes tell us otherwise, we think, well, but the GPS wouldn't give me the wrong information.
You mean the British woman? I can't trust her just because she has that nice accent?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to remember that, you know, there's an old saying in the world of technology, which is garbage in, garbage out. And, you know, there's billions of data points in your little GPS device, and the odds are that some percentage of those pieces of information are wrong because the road changed, the bridge washed out, or it was just input incorrectly. So, you know, ultimately, it's a driving aid, but you should trust your eyes or and or your common sense, not the GPS. And if things don't look right, well, trust your eyes and don't go where the GPS says if it looks like it might be a bad situation.
Yeah, so which is better, MapQuest or GPS? Who's right more of the time?
Well, you know, it's a good question. I don't know that you can really compare the two. I mean, because GPS is better ultimately on the fly because, you know, look, I mean, how are you going to use MapQuest in your car? I guess you can dial it up on your phone or if you have a passenger with a computer and a broadband card. I'm not saying GPS isn't good. I'm just saying, you know, ultimately it can make mistakes. Let me tell you a little story that actually got me thinking about this. I noticed it in the news just last week. A demolition company sent some guys out with some GPS coordinates to demolish a house. Guys get to the house, check the coordinates. They're right. They demolish the house. It never occurs to them to double check the address of the house against the address on the work order because they have the GPS coordinates, and, you know, that's got to be right. You guessed it. They demolished someone's house and everything in it, and it wasn't the right house.
But,
and this sounds extreme, but I think there's applications to our lives, too, which is, you know, for instance, it's summer. You're going on a summer vacation, and you're taking a driving trip. Don't leave with just a GPS. Take a map or an atlas because, again, you never know when the GPS might be wrong and you need to double-check a source of information to make sure you're going the right way. I just, you know, I have always been a lover of technology, but I've never, ever put all of my trust in technology. You know, I think a quote from Ronald Reagan applies when you're talking about GPS, trust but verify.
Yeah, not enough people verify. It's funny, too, and talking about coordinates and typing things in and all that other sort of stuff. I rail about this all the time on the air, Greg. I've seen people in cars texting, putting on makeup, reading magazines, eating full-on breakfasts. I cannot believe what
shaving.
I
Let's
see.
Let's not forget shaving.
Oh, it's the worst. And now you have people, because of the GPS, as you said, now it's just sort of commonplace technology for a lot of people. I see this, too. I've seen it in big cities where somebody's kind of angling around and you know they're typing in new directions into the system or they forgot to put them in when they were in their driveway and they're rapidly trying to load them and you can tell.
Yes, absolutely. You know, it's in some states now it's illegal to text while you drive, and I think a big part of the move towards passing those laws was when the train engineer in California was texting and caused the wreck that killed quite a few people down in L.A.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
this really is, it's just common sense. If you're going to add an address or change an address in your GPS, you don't have a passenger there with you to do it, if you're not going to do it for yourself, would you at least do it for me and Kate? Pull over to the side of the road or pull off the highway, enter the new information and start driving again. This is not a smart thing to do while you're driving. Frankly, I think it's even more dangerous than texting. And I'm not advocating texting while you drive either. It's just, if it's on your windshield, you're leaning forward to do it now, or you've got the thing in your lap. I mean, at least a cell phone or a smartphone kind of fits in your hand and you can do it with one hand.
Yeah.
I just, you know, please, for my benefit, pull over before you start putting in the new directions.
Oh, I so agree. Hey, one of the safety tips that you sent me, I love this. This is so true, and I know people don't think about this. You don't, for goodness sake, right, leave your GPS in plain sight. And why is that, Greg?
Well, this is another interesting thing that I hadn't thought about either. But, you know, let's paint a picture or create a scenario here. So let's say you have a minivan. Let's say you have a GPS device, you know, with the suction cup on your windshield. Let's say the whole family is piled into the minivan and you've gone to a Little League game or the movies or even to church. Well, so I'm a thief, okay? I am prowling around the movie theater parking lot or the church parking lot or the Little League parking lot, and I think to myself, oh, minivan, the whole family probably got in that car. If I steal the GPS, I can then push the home button. I have their address. I know they're probably nobody home. I got a little time before they come back. I can go clean the whole place out and probably get away completely undetected.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's happened, absolutely.
Well, it does happen. I mean, GPS theft is actually on the rise, and this is one of the reasons, is that your home address is programmed into this device. And, you know, the fix here is not very hard. Stuff the thing under the seat or throw it in your bag or drop it in your pocket. Some of them are very small. It really does not make sense to leave that out in the open, again, because it contains information about you that could be useful to a thief. Why make it easy for them?
Yeah, no kidding. Hey, we have just a couple of minutes left, but I was dying to ask you this, and I know you were on a ton of talk shows across the country talking about this new thing that popped up and I think freaked out a lot of people. Explain Bing all of a sudden coming along.
So there's a real battle going on this summer between Microsoft and Google. You know, we all know Google is a search engine. In fact, you know, now we Google things. We don't just search for them. And, you know, frankly, this is a piece of business that Microsoft would like to take away from Google. So they've launched yet another search engine. This is not the first time for them. It's called Bing, B-I-N-G. It's at Bing.com. I actually think it's well worth checking out if you haven't seen it yet. It does some things well. It does a couple of things that you should be careful of. One of the things you should be careful of is that it does a very good job of helping you go back and re-hit sites that you've been to before. You know, in other search engines like Google, you have to open a history window to get back to your history. Bing makes it much easier because it displays it right there on the left-hand side of your screen. And that's a good idea until you think of some of the negative repercussions that could have. Like, for instance, maybe you're at work and you were just at monster.com looking for another job. You know, now the boss walks up behind you, looks over innocently, and notices, oh, Monster, Craigslist, Dice, you know, all these job sites. And, you know, so it's not that it's a bad thing that Bing does. It actually could be a good thing. You just want to be mindful of it and turn it off when you're going places you wouldn't want anyone else to know. It does some other things that I think are really interesting. For instance, when you do a video search, much like Google, it pulls up a bunch of thumbnails of videos like those you requested. But as you run your mouse over them, it actually begins to play a preview of the video, so you can watch little clips before you clip and actually download the whole video to watch. I think that's kind of a neat thing. I don't know how long it will take before Google replicates that or maybe even improves on it. But frankly, I'm always thrilled when one company releases something new that competes with another, because it just motivates everybody to compete harder, and that's good for all of us. We get better.
So agree. Tech guru Greg Stebbins, enjoy New York, and thanks for stopping by.
We are surrounded by harmful indoor air that can easily deliver many harmful toxins straight into our bodies. Take a deep breath. Can you actually feel the airborne influenza, viruses, mold, bacteria, and dangerous ozone entering your lungs? Have a glass of water. Can you taste the harmful chlorine, fluoride, lead, pharmaceutical drugs, and numerous other chemicals? Of course you can't. The air that you breathe and the water you drink should help maintain good health, not take away from it. AirandAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these toxins. AirandAqua.com carries whole house air and water purification systems, air conditioners, shower head filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, humidifiers, dehumidifiers, and much more. To learn more and see the products that will change the way you look at our air and water, please visit airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Recognize that sound? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in pill form, that's exactly where many are ending up. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk reference, vitamins in a pill form are 10% absorbed. So for every $100 you spend on vitamins, that's $90 you're flushing down the toilet. In fact, orderlies at hospitals call these bedpan bullets. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chew chewable, containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. Stop paying for nutrients your body doesn't use. Order Chews for Health today. 1-800-210-1922. The first 300 callers will receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. Isn't it time you stop flushing your vitamins down the toilet? 1-800-210-1922 or go to orderchews.com.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
On ATN with VK Delaney, Obama subtly ripping Fox News. In the meantime, Bush, yeah, that would be Bush, who just left office 6 months ago, slams Obama. It's on, baby. We'll talk about that. But right now, odds and ends. Do you realize that gas prices have now risen for the 50th straight day? Where's the wine? Anybody complaining about this? Anybody feeling the pinch? I know I've said this before on this show, but I think we all have a threshold, and once you go to that point, then you're fuming. You know, because you're starting to feel it. You're starting to feel that, oh, man, all of a sudden I got to pay more. What's happening here? Geez, I didn't realize this. Gas slid up. Because I think sometimes we walk around in our daily life in a slumber. You know, you do the usual things, the routine. It's like the waking up, the brushing the teeth, the taking a shower, the blow drying the hair, the putting the key in the ignition, the stopping by the old Petro stop and getting some gasoline. So you just, it's automatic. You know what I'm saying? You can tell I'm from Jersey because it's so tough for me to pump gas. You undo the gas cap, and then you fill her up. But do you really notice, or are you kind of asleep as the money is clicking and clicking and clicking? Or are you aware that it's gone up now for all these many days in a row? Because in some places, we're up to almost $3. The new national average, just read this, is $2.67 a gallon. That's for regular. It's always the same thing. Of course, if you're in California, if you're in Chicago, you're paying the higher prices, I think, almost anywhere. Naturally, in some of the smaller areas, it's a little bit cheaper, but not always. Depends on the part of the country where you're from. Oil prices have come off the 8-month highs are about $73 a barrel. I always check that New York Mercantile Exchange. And so it points to signs that the economy, if you look at the economy, the worst maybe of the recession is kind of tapering off in that department anyway, but still very, very weak. So this is what happens. It's a catch-22. The barrels are priced in U.S. currency, so oil, of course, rises when the dollar falls. Get it? So dollar falling, oil rising. Hey, speaking of money for a second, I saw an interesting thing, and I thought I was misreading it. And I looked a couple of different times in a couple of different spots, but no, this is really true. In Germany, they are selling gold in machines. So, in other words, if you decide you want to buy some gold coins, you want to buy, you know, anything gold, bars, a bar of gold, that kind of stuff, you can actually go to a machine in all kinds of different areas and pump in the right amount of money and get gold in return. Of course, it's 30% higher than what the market value is, because how could you keep changing that in and out? Of course, it would be higher. But pretty wild that you could put some, you know, put some dollars in. It's not dollars, would basically be the equivalent of that. Put it into the machine and get the gold from a vending machine. Who knew? It's amazing the things that vending machines, especially in Europe, will pump out. So shoppers in Germany, it's kind of like buying candy bars. And they're selling precious metal across the country, and they really believe that then they're going to be in 500 locations. They really believe that at airports and train stations that people will with this big interest in buying gold, of course, because of how other investments are doing with this economic downturn, that they'll put the money in. And what a profit margin this would be, because, as I said, gold prices from the machines, they have to control it a little bit because it varies, right? Be about 30% higher than what the market price is for the cheapest product. And then it's updated every couple of minutes, I guess. Gold to go is what they're calling it. Gold to go. And then I started to think about this, and I thought, wow, how do you control that if somebody tries to rip off the machine or somebody, you know, messes with the money so it'll click in there? But they have a camera on the machine that monitors the transaction so that they can look for money laundering and see what's being put in there. The guy who owns the company said, look, German investors have always preferred to hold a lot of personal wealth in gold, for lots of historical reasons that even I can think of, because they've lost everything a couple of times. So the interest in gold really, really has risen there. Hey, Donovan, can you imagine that you could be in a train station in Stuttgart and you could actually, no joke, walk away with a gold bar?
I doubt very much that I could walk away with a gold bar.
Well, maybe if we lend you some money, we could do this little experiment and see if you could do it. I know you could, but it's having the cash to get the gold. I know what you mean.
Right.
Very funny. Touché.
But it's amazing. And the thing that confuses me is why wasn't this invented in Japan, you know, 2 or 3 years ago? They seem to put pretty much everything in a vending machine there.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, that's a good point. Of all the clever things that have come out of vending machines, you're right. Japan would be the most innovative, but now I'd have to give Germany the nod for doing this deal with the gold, selling gold that way. But it is interesting that you wouldn't see it there, other than I'm thinking of the populations, and I know, and then you'd have to weigh, well, the Japanese people, is the interest as high as in Germany? Because what the company is saying, and that's why they have 500 machines with the gold to go, what the company is saying is it makes sense for them because they absolutely know that they're gonna make money on this deal. They'd be stunned if they didn't, since that's what people prefer to use since twice they've been cleaned out. That's what they prefer to hold. Wow. Wonder if we'll ever see anything like that in the United States. Here's something, when you talk about odds and ends and that kind of stuff, this is shocking to me. I mean, what does this say? 44 of 77 students at an elementary school in Chicago aren't going to graduate. I mean, nearly 60%. It's on the south side. What's happening is, I guess, they're falling through the cracks. That's not unusual. Kids fall through the cracks in lots of different public school districts. But they didn't pass the eighth grade. So the number I said, 44 of 77, that has to open up somebody's eyes. There has to be a debate on that. Because that's a stunning number, I think, even still with kids that might flail. I've never heard such a high count. Now, the elementary school is in a very tough neighborhood, and they have massively high poverty. So I guess the kids were under the impression they were graduating, and then they got these notices in the mail that they weren't graduating. And the Board of Education there, because now they're under fire, is saying, look, you know, we did everything we could to keep the students' grades up, even offered extra credit in school on Saturday. So they tried to get the kids in there and tried to get them to get the grades up so they could graduate. But I would say that something has to happen there. And, you know, it's easy for me not being a teacher and not teaching in a really tough area like that. But, boy, bring in some motivator, something. Force them, basically. Sorry, kiddo. If we see the grades start to fail, then maybe they're out at an earlier age, and you got to come up with, there's got to be a better system. We got a better way to funnel them through those later grades. Wow, that's a lot of repeats. So what does that mean for the eighth grade? That's double the amount in those classrooms, and then that means that many more kids retaking a grade will cram the classrooms. Oof, bad all the way around. We were just talking with Greg Stebbins about GPS and the fact that people now stupidly are misusing the GPS and thinking it's the be-all, and then getting lost and just literally, which is, it's not Simon Says, driving in to the water or driving off a cliff, which I can't believe. If the GPS is saying turn right and you see a cliff, you drive off the cliff? Oh. Again, there's no accounting for brains, right? But as far as the GPS goes, I think I've mentioned this before, technical problems are really hurting the accuracy of the signals from the GPS satellite, the latest one that was launched by the Pentagon. So there's a lot of concern that the next generation of these satellites, which are massively used, could have all these problems where they go in and out. So you're really not going to be able to rely on the GPS because of some of the things that they're doing. They're doing these tests, and the tests are expected to actually last through October because they've got to try to figure out a way to resolve these problems. What's happening is with the testing and what they're seeing with the testing, that and this is a big thing, not just for GPS, thinking of your car and stuff, but it also automated bank teller machines, ships, your everyday cars, a lot of other things. One of the satellites, it's the L5, and air traffic control systems also. Future nationwide air traffic control systems also on the L5, so that would be pretty dangerous. It's not just what you're thinking about, the little box that you stick up on your window. With degraded signals, and they're accurate only about 20 feet versus about 2 feet for the typical GPS signal, boy, that's not good. And they're only, we're into June now, we're talking about October for this testing. Woo! And they're doing this real-life GPS receiver equipment kind of testing. So I'm sure Lockheed is concerned about this because they were given almost $2 billion to build the most advanced navigation satellites. But if they can't get it right in the satellites they have now, I can't imagine that they'll be moving ahead with that stuff. John Edwards, breaking his silence. Do you care? We'll talk about it.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com, that's PureBulk.com, or call 406-251-3270, 406-251-3270 today.
Are you concerned about an economic downfall? Would you like to have more money to invest in precious metals, food, and safety of your loved ones? With the Debt Crisis Solutions Program, you can finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy. This is not debt counseling, settlement, or debt consolidation, which may have serious legal and tax consequences. With our program, you will not pay another penny to your creditors or collectors. Protect your home, paycheck, and bank account from any lawsuits and restore your credit history. We also provide mortgage modification services, which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure problems, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123 today.
How would you like to cook any meal using no electricity or gas and cook your meals off the grid? Well, now you can, thanks to the Survival Oven. The Survival Oven is the most amazing off-grid solar oven that can cook anything that a conventional oven can without the energy bills. By condensing sunlight, the Survival Oven can produce temps up to 350 degrees, cook delicious and nutritious meals, sterilize water, dehydrate food, and so much more. All at zero operating costs. The Survival Oven can be used year-round, even in the coldest sub-zero temperatures, and is a must for emergency preparedness and even everyday use. Visit SurvivalOven.com to get your very own Survival Oven. Order the Survival Oven now, and we'll get you started with two cooking pots and a recipe booklet absolutely free. At less than 10 pounds, you can take Survival Solar Oven with you anywhere. Call 877-642-1553 or go to SurvivalOven.com. That's SurvivalOven.com.
Tonight that was a staggering statistic. I don't know why. I was really surprised by this. Saw a psychologist on one of the cable news shows who said 50% of all married men have affairs. 50%? I thought, where are they pulling that number out of the air? But the reason I bring it up here on America Tonight is because, once again, how the mighty fall. This Nevada Senator John Ensign, who admitted the other day to an affair, an extramarital affair with a woman who worked for him, and she was married. In fact, both of them had worked for the senator. He came out and admitted it, said he had this affair. He's been a longtime born-again Christian Republican senator who blasted Bill Clinton and voted to impeach him for what happened with Monica Lewinsky. And so add him to the list, sadly, of hypocrites. He's pro-gun. He's everything that you can think about as far as conservative. So he stood before the mics and, you know, just admitted to this affair. And apparently the woman who he had the affair with and her family, they were stunned because they had already, and she doesn't work for him anymore, but that family had already dealt with the whole, you know, among themselves already dealt with it, but didn't expect for it to be out there to be consumed by the public. So he was really, Ensign was really a rising star, you'd have to say, with the Republican Party. So here you go again. I mean, he was chairman of the Republican Policy Committee. He's been in the Senate since, I guess, 2000. He, as I said, big-time conservative, really stoking the fires that he might be running for the presidential nod in 2012. But you have to say that that's crumbled. And you look at all these politicians one by one. I mean, hey, every walk of life, if we're saying the number's that high, well, you would see it in all kinds of different professions. But the problem I have, it's just like Eliot Spitzer, is to be that high and mighty person and really super moral and blasting other men for doing exactly what you're doing. John Edwards was a little bit of the same. Remember running for president and, of course, always pushing the family and that it was all about family life and it was all about keeping together and sincerity and all this other stuff. And then, of course, all the wild stuff that happened with John Edwards. So he basically has gone up like smoke. Poof, he's been off the scene. It's been 10 months since Edwards looked into a TV camera, if you remember, and said while he was preparing for his second run for president and while his wife's cancer was in remission, he had an affair with Riley Hunter, who was a woman who was a videographer working for him, and then he decided to run for president anyway, risking a scandal that might have wiped out the Democrats' chances if he had won the nomination. So he's been off the scene. And then, of course, there was the weird thing as to whether or not the baby that she had is his baby. Her camp was saying, well, just let a paternity test come out. So there's this back and forth stuff about the baby. And last month, his wife went on this media tour for her book. She said she had no idea whether her husband was the father of this woman's child and all that other stuff. So here's the scoop. John Edwards, there's that baby. Yeah, the cries haunting him. Absolutely. He spoke to a guy named Alec McGillis, who's a writer for the Washington Post. And he hasn't talked since all this stuff happened, but the focus of the interview was all about the great things that he's doing and nothing about the whole personal thing and about the woman and all that. He really didn't answer any questions in that direction. It was all about what Obama's doing and some of the things that he wants to do and all that other sort of stuff. But see, I think there's this point of no return for some people now. And if you play the high and mighty card, as much as Americans can be forgiving, I think once you claim to be perfect and then you start to accuse other men of something you're doing, there's no bounce back on that, right? Right, guys? 800-259-5791, 800-259-5791. Sam is listening to us across the border in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
Hello. First of all, there won't be the conservative government won't fall. The conservatives and the liberals, as my sister used to say, mean nicey nice.
Really?
Yeah.
So how did that happen?
I think probably because a lot of these parties don't have any money in their coffers, and a lot of us Canadians don't want another election.
No kidding. Do you want to? How many elections have you had this past year and a half?
Well, no, I mean that would have been the fifth. That would have been the fourth election in the last 5 years.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah, you know it. You were just talking about affairs. I was speaking to a friend of mine in New York. I was friends with her and her husband, Orthodox Jews, and he came out and told us that he had an affair.
And do you think they're going to stay together and be able to work it out?
She's willing. He isn't. She's got him, as she says, by the
cojones.
Okay, it's cojones. So that means when she goes to civil court and when she goes to rabbinical court, mm-hmm. she's got him dead left to right. And he had an affair with her, quote-unquote, best friend.
Oh, that's rough. See, that's rough.
Oh, you know it. And when she told me this, I said, you know, then the language started coming out. She goes, take it easy with the language. I know you're PO. And I went, well, duh. And then she mentioned Julie. She said, knowing you two, you beat him up, but Julie would kill him. I said, wrong. Cut the middleman out. Judy would kill him, period. You know, because...
Yeah, that's tough. Boy, that's tough, Sam. And then the religious aspect of that, they're practicing, they're religious, and that can be really devastating to a lot
and
of
there
families.
And unfortunately, there are children involved.
That's hard.
Yeah, so... But in civil court, because rabbinical courts can only issue the divorce paper. They can't say, oh, by the way, you can visit or whatever. That's up to the civil courts. So no matter what, she's got them. And then when she confronted him, he goes, it's not what you think. I really didn't love her. I'm like, she didn't, then why do you have the affair in the first place, you know? I mean, I was tempted to say, excuse me, write a soap opera. This is a great plot line, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what do you do? I mean, there's all kinds of different things that can happen in relationships. What do you do if you're a guy, I'm just going to take it from the guy's point of view.
Yeah.
If you're a man and you just fall out of love with the person you're with, is it that you have to hang in there? See, I think that you try to really... You do everything in your power to try to make it work. And if you can really say, I've done everything in my power, and for whatever reason something happened, and we went to counseling, and we did this, and we did that, well, what can you do?
I'll tell you a story. I'll tell you the Reader's Digest version. This is about 10 years ago. I was going with somebody, and I thought she was going to be it. So I had the key to her apartment, so every so often I'd go over and cook her dinner, which Julie loves, by the way, that I can cook.
Of course.
Yeah, and then I hear something going on in her bedroom. She's getting it on with another woman. I threw the keys down. I walked out of the hall, and I was, like, super PO'd. And she's running with her bathrobe half on. And she goes, it's not what you think. I go, oh, really? Now, guys are supposed to be macho, but I went home, and I cried because, you know, she said, you know, I said, why didn't you tell me in the first place?
Right.
That's what I want. Whoever, in my case, the poor sap, but it's Julie, whoever the lucky, in this case, she's a lucky woman.
Right.
You know, just tell me flat out, okay? You know, I don't want to be lied to.
Right. See, I think that's it right there. I think that's the key, Sam, that people don't want to be lied to. So when I'm talking about this Nevada senator, I'm talking about John Edwards, we're talking about these politicians.
Right.
That's the thing. It's the hypocrisy if they really pound that home. And then their partner, too, the fact that they have that trust thing. So for man or woman, I think you just nailed it. I think that's the biggest thing. It's not the act itself. It's the fact that they blew the trust issue. Sam, you take care. Thanks for the call.
Take care.
I think that's in a nutshell. What happened to Sam happens as well in relationships. Of course, in the case of these politicians that we're talking about, Ensign being the last one, he didn't identify the woman, but her name has come out. And she and her husband were close friends. Her husband also worked for him, as I mentioned before. They don't now. He said he violated the vows of marriage. It was the worst thing he'd done in his life. And I think this certainly screws up his chances of rising higher in the Republican Party. You can shoot me your thoughts. AmericaTonight.net.
Sex. It's always about sex.